Welcome everyone to VR Jungle, a Havoc podcast. This is the very special, well, not only special Halloween podcast, but also our episode 50 as well. We dressed up, and it's not been going very well for our costumes. I am a beer, and I also am a cannibal beer, drinking my own beer. And then we got Cuss over here, right? Is that how you say it? Cuss?
Yes.
Cuss, okay. He is a devil, is that correct? Is that what you are?
That is the devil,
yes. Or just a devil?
Well, I mean, depends on how you look at it. How many devils are there?
Oh, yeah, that is very true. So how you been today, Cuss? Tell us about who you are and all that fun stuff.
Personally, I'm the co-captain of the Narco West for VR Esports, for VRML and VREL, respectively. I'm also the Veil team captain for Havoc as well, and trying to, you know, set up my own team, and getting used to that is interesting. Because not all the time do you get the opportunity to be able to, you know, work with people and, you know, start your own team. So I'm finding it very fun. I'm also in the military. I'm a sergeant. I'm a team leader. I have fun with all that. Reserves, deployed ones, you know, all the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff. So, yeah, that's a pretty cool resume you're starting to build up there. And so we came on the day, I asked in our team chat, since this one was episode 50, I kind of wanted to get more close to home with, you know, people in our community and stuff. I was like, who wants to get dressed up with me on podcast? And you messaged me and you said, I will dress up. And then first you thought I meant a suit and tie. I go, no, we're getting costumes on. And so you sent me that picture. I go, awesome. Let's do this. So I noticed that your, image for Narco OS is a devil as well. Is there an ongoing theme with that? Or are you just, you know, you just like the look?
So my character is based off of, you know, visions while you're, inebriated, we'll say, to make it a friendly term. And while inebriated, instead of seeing the human you saw before you, you see the devil instead, because you see what's on the inside. So it's kind of like a play on, you know, a nice, beautiful outside, like a normal human, and then you just see this monstrous demon.
Yeah, so let's get a look at those hands. Oh, man. Yeah, those are pretty scary. Have you scared any children yet?
So not this year, but in years previous, I worked for a haunted house for charity,
mm-hmm.
and this was one of the masks. I even have a newspaper article that I was in. I spent 60, 70 hours a week scaring kids and everybody else, the like, you know, for charity, and so that was a fun experience.
Yeah, and it's like, every time it loses track of you and it pops back up, people are going to keep on coming back in. They're just going to get jump scares of like, who's he talking to? And all of a sudden,
I should turn off my lights. Just have it appear.
Yeah, like before, where it was just like your shadow. So other than that, I know that the big thing about the Halloween special that I wanted to do was kind of talk about, since this is a VR podcast, is kind of talk about scary VR games that we have played before we kind of dive into like what's like what you're doing in Pavlov and what you're doing in Veil. With Halloween stuff, what is probably the scariest game you think you've ever played in VR?
The scariest game? Honestly, I play a lot of scary games. Phasma is really good. It's more of like a suspense game though. Mm-hmm. And then it pop scares you because, you know, you find the specter or whatever. Other games, I mean, like, I would love to play, it's only out on Quest, though. I would love to play the new Resident Evil 4 remake they did for VR.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Oh my god, that game had so many good jump scares, even on, like, playing on the Wii, because that's what I originally played it on. And so, like, even just playing with the little controller shaking, I'm like, oh god, he's here.
Oh yeah, yeah. I played that one, Resident Evil 4, and yeah, there was definitely times where It was kind of weird because it's like the whole entire time, all the other Resident Evils, you're fighting like zombies and stuff and things that are really terrifying. And this one is kind of takes you into a village and you're just messing with these villagers that have freaking like basically aliens that spit out of them every once in a
Oh yeah.
while. And I think the first time an alien came out of a head, I was just
Oh, it
like,
scared the shit out. Yeah, it scared the shit out of me. What the hell? What?
yeah. And
Yeah.
so imagine
Definitely
that in
taken aback.
VR. Like, I was just like, holy cow, that thing just bit me.
There's
God.
other parts of that series, like the insects and the dungeon. Oh my god, those things running around while invisible, bro. In VR, I couldn't imagine that thing just appearing in front of me or behind me and scaring the absolute shit out of me. I would literally be pissing my pants. Like, not even joking, dude.
Yeah, and so they have that. I also played a new game for Quest. I don't know if they have it for PC VR, but it's called Into the Radius.
Oh my god, yes.
I played that. I didn't necessarily like it. You know, I liked it the fact that it was terrifying. It was definitely there was moments where you're just trying to load a gun. And the game is like when it's dark time, and this is the main reason what kind of turned me off on it, is that you're like terrified the whole entire time being chased by these things. And then you have to hold a flashlight and you have a gun that you also have to remember you can't drop your clip because your clips are needed. You have bullets that you have to single-handedly freaking fill the clip into it. And then not only that, but you have to figure out how to load your gun. So you're like dropping the flashlight just to load really quickly to know that you only have one bullet to just look back up and they're freaking jumping at you already. It was terrifying.
I hate to tell you, there's a little secret there. There's chest flashlights you can use.
Yeah, I could never find one though.
It's like the little square ones with the little light bulb in the front.
Yeah, but I
You
couldn't find one at the very beginning.
turn it on and you put it in one of your chest pockets and it flashlights.
Yeah, I found one at the when I did the tutorial. But I looked around everywhere, and nor did I know that it was gonna be dark time. Like it was barely a daytime, and all of a sudden, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom and come back and see if it's daytime because I can't really do much in the night, and it just would not become morning again. I'm just like,
So you can use the sleep function to help with the speed up of the process. So you can sleep in game and
what?
you can
See, I
remember
didn't
you.
know that at all.
Oh, there's also a couple secret stashes you can find. There's a secret AUG, one of the main rifles that you can find on a little parkour spot in factory. Oh, and the factory is a hard place to get to in the first place because like everything spawns there. There's armored units. And so you'll pop around the corner, you'll see an army unit. Oh shit, he's not gonna take one shot. He's taking two mags because you don't have the AP rounds because they have armor on. Dude, it's scary, especially when they charge you with like a whole squad of them because there's like 6 to 10 in that little factory. And then you peek a corner, you see only one, you take out one, and then there's some coming from your side in front of you. It's like a whole invasion off of one person, bro. It's scary.
Yeah, I haven't really been too interested in survival games just because I like just to play games and I don't have to like eat and get energy. I'm just like, let me just play the game. And the one thing that I noticed when playing survival games as well is like keeping things in that in the freaking the backpack. By the time I got like halfway done with the mission, you would look into my backpack and you couldn't find anything because I had 1,000 things
Oh
jammed
yeah.
in there.
Oh yeah. I know. Backpack storage is not something that's organized easily.
Yeah, and I went to the community and I was asking people like, what should I start with? And I was like streaming it and no one answered me. I go, I guess I'm just gonna try this on hard.
Honestly, the Glock is the best pistol for starters once you get enough money.
The
Get the
Glock.
Glock, you can put a flashlight attachment and a suppressor on,
Oh, that's nice.
and then you're pretty set.
Have you beat it?
I don't think there is a beating it. I think it's just an exploration game, so you kind of. But I have done a lot of the missions. I'm not the max tier or whatever, but I absolutely love the game. It's so much fun, even when you're getting scared. As long as you keep good inventory management and you keep round count. So you know how the rounds, they're in the little boxes. All you do is put the box up to the magazine and it autofills. You don't have to pull the trigger each time. which is
Yeah.
annoying.
Yeah, I just do that. I just go, wait. You can hold the box up to the gun?
The magazine, not the gun,
Oh,
just the magazine. Yeah.
okay. Yeah, I knew that. And then I didn't realize that you don't need the box. Like when you're walking
Oh, you can
around,
toss those or burn them when they're out. Yeah.
but it's just for nice storage. But I was like seeing all these other bullets laying around, like shotgun shells, and then all of a sudden I picked one up and I put it in my thing. I go, oh wait, I can use these. And so I was like, crap, I need to go back and get the shotgun shell, the bullet that I left back there.
Yeah. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, and
What's
I haven't played Phasmophobia yet. Have you played the Saints and Sinners game yet?
Saints? Oh my God, Saints and Sinners is so much fun, dude. I had a blast playing that. I might actually go back and play it. I loved the crafting mechanisms. I loved having to, go through the rounds and collect, and it was such a good experience. The only thing I had an issue with was like maybe the inventory management, because it's got a small inventory. But if someone didn't, it did have like a bigger inventory, I guess it'd be kind of cheap, and it wouldn't, you wouldn't have to prioritize as much as you do. So like I like it for that reason. It makes you prioritize what you want to keep and what what's necessary.
Yeah, I want to go and play through the game before the second one comes out, the part two.
Oh, there's a part two? No shot. I didn't know there was a part two.
Is that the one that was announced at Connect? I thought that was Saints and Sinners Part 2.
I didn't know that. I haven't, recently seen a lot of it. I've seen some of it.
Let me make sure really quick. Saints and Sinners VR Part 2, right? Part 2. It's called Saints and Sinners Retribution Chapter 2.
No shit, dude. I am ready to play that. It was so much fun.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get the game. I wanna play through it because I heard good things about it, but I'm just like I've never had a reason to really buy it. You know, it's another survival game, so I was kinda like e. Like
It's
is
more of a
there
story driven. It's more story driven
can
than
you beat that
survival.
one?
Yeah, I beat that one. That one's fun. I didn't like the ending, but that's because it was kind of like a test. It was a theory of, hey, can we do this without people because it was their first VR game, which
Yeah.
they did amazing, let me add. It was the first great VR game that they polished well, and I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. I could see multiple playthroughs into this and I'd be okay with it. So
Yeah.
I'm not too mad at them for finishing it the way they did, because there wasn't much in the way of
Well, it looks
story.
like they're not done. You know, there's gonna be a chapter two, so.
Yeah, hopefully it's like an add-on, a DLC you can buy instead of buying a whole new game. But
Yeah. You would think that it would be cool that the one to I you why would they not do it as an add-on? Because then people gonna buy the game as a bundle and then get people to actually play the older stuff to actually see, you know, where they've came this whole entire way. And they're not only making that, they announced two games that gaming studio is making. So
Tell them.
they're also making a game called Behemoth.
I didn't hear. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners Studio reveals next VR game Behemoth. They didn't really say too much about what it was. It's obviously going to be scary. The trailer just like went through like this snowy area and all of a sudden just goes Behemoth. And then it's just like this huge claw that's coming out of the frozen like tundra and it just goes away and you're just like
That leaves a little bit to the imagination, but if it's a VR game, I'm not entirely sure what it's going to be like. Probably another survival horror, considering where it's coming from.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can't pop this thing up on the screen here. So this is what it looks like right here. Crap. Can you kind of see
Yeah,
the
okay, I
hand?
see the claw. It's like
Yeah.
it's like holding a globe, kind of.
Yeah. So we'll see what that is. They don't have a release. I think it's coming out next year. But the new Saints and Sinners Chapter 2, the Retribution, that one's coming out like soon.
Oh, I'm gonna look that up probably after this podcast and favorite it or put it in my wish list so it can tell me.
Yeah, December 1st is when it drops.
Ooh, okay. I'll be playing that December 1st.
Now, When it comes to like scary games and everything, do you prefer the type of things like Saints Sinners or like the one that we were just talking about, or do you like the scary ghost ones, or do you just like prefer the zombie, you know, the zombie ones,
So
just straight zombies?
I'm not a Paranormal Activity fan. I don't like the ghosts and stuff. It's not, it's fun, but it doesn't do anything for me. Like, Phasmophobia is very repetitive, but very like skill driven. So you got to know what to do and everything about that. So that kind of like kills the mood because you have to have like a friend play with you to explain some of the mechanics and everything. Like, that wasn't as good of experience as Saints Sinners because it's a pickup. Ah, yes, hack slash kill. You know. It's much easier. However, like games like Outlast, I would like an Outlast VR if you know what Outlast is. It's like a so Outlast is a game where you're like a reporter and you break into this mental hospital and a lot of like bad stuff's going on and you have
No,
this
dang.
camera and the night vision and that's how you see in the dark is your camera with night vision. So it's such a cool mechanic, and you run out of batteries, you have to find batteries and fight through the story mode, the storyline. So it's not actually like a fighting game, but it's absolutely amazing in its storytelling abilities. I would absolutely love that in a VR game.
That's
Like
pretty cool.
if it was able to like do the same thing where you got to hold the camera up to each or whatever eye for your dominant, and you're this eye can't see, but this eye is like can see in the dark, dude. I would play that game just for how great the mechanics were, and hopefully. Maybe they come out with it sooner or later because that was such niche content. Like Outlast 2 came out, very popular games. The Resident Evil Village was kind of similar in its storytelling capabilities because it went back to horror. So I mean, I'm excited for the deep like the storyline driven like survival aspect without all the stupid inventory, you know. I like those more.
I definitely know what you mean, where it's like it's pretty simple. You know, it's like the keep it simple, stupid type thing. Because like with Resident Evil 4, it just like basically has a square. It's like if you can't fit it in between this square, you're just not keeping it, you know? But there's like certain games. I think there's one that one streamer was playing that it's like you had a flashlight the whole entire time you're in a house, and you like turn the flashlight on, and this kid like leaves a note on the ground, and it's like some scary paranormal type stuff. I wish I knew what that was, but a lot of what I've noticed is that there's not very many scary games on the actual Oculus. They're mostly in PC VR because, and it's like it's not really like you
It's all
need.
indie devs is kind of doing the scary games.
Yeah, like the only one that I know is that's an Oculus is that they did the Blair Witch Project. I've never played that, nor
That
would
was
I.
a good game when it was on like just the monitor. I didn't play the VR version because like I played the monitor version. Like if I wanted this, if I was that into it, I would buy it to experience it in VR, but that's not something I'm into.
Yeah, because they also have Five Nights with Freddy's, right, as well.
That game is, I don't like that game. I think it's overhyped. I don't like the mechanics. It's a cool survival game, but like, it's not my thing.
Now, would you like certain games like I'm a huge The Last of Us fan.
Oh my God,
Would
yes.
you
That
like to
was
see
such.
that game come to VR?
Oh God, yes. That would itch. That's kind of like Saints and Sinners, but in a more, an easy fashion because there wouldn't be an inventory system. It'd be collect stuff and then you'd craft in your backpack, collect ammo, you know, if you've ever played it, you know, it's a very simple pick up and go game and then it drives you through the story. So like it gives you what you need and you get past it and it could even pose a challenge if you even want it to. So one game that I would love to see come to VR is like Dead Space or Callisto Protocol. This is the new one that's coming out. Oh my God, I would love a Dead Space shooter. It would scratch my itch for horror again too, like
Dead
many would.
Space. Man, there was one game back when I was a kid that I only think that it was on PlayStation 3, but they had a whole series of them. And it was terrifying. It was like a more spin-off, more crazy, more gun and loading game, and you literally just run and gun the whole entire time. And there's these huge, massive like zombies that come at you all the time, and I wish I freaking remember what it was.
Massive zombies.
Yeah, massive zombies. It was two warriors. It was two people that had guns, and you it was m meant to be played with a two player. You didn't have to do two player, but it was mainly played with two people that you would get on. You'd be with your buddy. You'd go to their house because that was before like online play. Gosh, if I freaking it's like, what games have two warriors in it? That was scary. Why the freak? My phone won't load at all, so that's great. Crap, I'm gonna have to try and figure that out later tonight because that's gonna bug me until I figure that out. But The Last of Us, I don't know if you know this, but they actually have a TV show coming out.
I do know that. I don't know how good it'll be. TV shows that have turned into, or games that have turned into movies or books, they're very hit or miss. I don't know. Like the Witcher series that came out on Netflix. Very good, very niche, you know, like they did it right and by the books. They did it because they had books, they had games to go off of, co actual combat in the games. So I mean, they did really well in the production of that. But now Henry Cavill is leaving, so
What?
I'm attached to Henry Cavill for the Witcher. So I don't know if I'll be watching that anymore.
What do you mean he's leaving? They have to recast him?
You know, I don't know if he quit or they recast him, but it's actually going to be Thor's brother. So if you know Thor from Marvel, his brother, yeah, his.
When was this released?
This was talked about this week.
What? I'll have to bring that up to my friend and see if he, because he follows that type of stuff pretty close. Man, I did not know about that at all. Yeah, I don't think with him being gone, I mean, I still like the Witcher series. I even watched the animated series that they had. It's still good. I mean, especially if you're a Witcher fan. But man, losing Henry
Henry Cavill,
Cavill, yeah, like that's gonna be huge. Like he made that show what it is. He probably got more people that never even knew what The Witcher was to watch it because of he as
yeah, him as a person,
him as a
yeah.
person. And funny story about him, and my buddy tells me every time we talk about him, is that so Henry Cavill is a huge video game player. Like he loves playing video
Yeah, I
games.
watched him build a PC. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, and did you know when he got they sent him the cast to be Superman, and he was in the middle of a game and forgot to call back until I guess his
Agent.
agent called back and was just like, "Hey, like, are you gonna accept this?" He goes, "Oh, sorry, I was finishing up a game." He goes, "Yeah, I guess I'll take it."
That's fucking hilarious. I did not know that.
Yeah, and I guarantee you could probably find like maybe a documentary article of him like talking about it. But yeah, apparently he's huge in gaming, so it's kind of cool to see him as such an iconic actor and just be like, yeah, I also just might be in your Call of Duty lobby just completely murdering you.
Yeah, you know, it's something I wouldn't expect. Like a lot of the more rich people or people who have more free time, they go out and do like other stuff, but Henry Cavill's the cool guy that plays fucking video games, dude.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, instead of getting being messed with by the paparazzi and stuff, you just sit at home. You know, you have all the freaking money in the world, so it's like,
He could be a streamer and make more money from just playing games, you know?
exactly. And he also can get like the latest tech, the fastest computer, the fastest internet speed. Yeah, I think more actors should probably be on that. Like, that'd be pretty dope. Man, I'm just searching for this game. It's gonna bug me. Why can't I remember?
It's gonna kill you, huh?
Oh my gosh. Oh, so yeah, so that's it, man. I have to go find that now that you told me that's very depressing. But other than that, so Halloween is tomorrow. You have any plans? You gonna go trick-or-treating? You gonna scare some kids?
I've got work and you know, that'll be fun. I might bring, I have like three different masks that are animation so I can move my mouth. I do work as a security guard, so it'll be everybody's off day. So I might bring it in and scare some of my coworkers.
Nice. Can you get in trouble with HR doing
No, I cannot.
that? Yeah, we had a potluck and they were just like, yeah, you can all dress up, but if it's something where it's questionable, like you're questioning yourself, is this safe for work? They're just like, it's not safe for work.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know if they would have cared if I came in as my beer. You know, I'm just a big, tall glass of beer.
You just look fuzzy.
I know. It like I said, the camera doesn't like not seeing a human. Like, they need to change that to where it's like, all right, I want this to be in the camera. Don't go away.
Lens, yeah. Bring this into focus. Bring this. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, and so other than that, what else can we talk about Halloween before we go on to the excitement world of esports? Did you see the new Halloween movie?
I did not. I'm excited to watch that. I watched the one previous in theaters, so I really want to see the next one.
Yeah, I watched it. I'm not gonna spoil
Good or
any.
bad?
I don't want to tell you because it might inflict your opinion on watching it or not.
I've heard some the questionable things about it, so I don't know.
Let me just say it wasn't their better ones.
Oh no. The last one was really good. I was surprised when he plopped out of the fire. Oh, spoilers, by the way. When he if you did yeah, plug your ears if you don't want to listen. When he popped out of the fire and he took the fireman on and he fucking killed a bunch of the firemen. I was like, you kidding me? Those dudes are beefy. They would have beat him like down dirty. There's no way.
Yeah, I mean they've all been good movies. I like how they've always kept the same cast.
Yeah, I do like
Between
the continuity.
yeah, and so I always like how that was pretty cool, and it's like it followed this woman, and then like there's been a point where he killed her daughter, and then the other daughter was having issues from it, and then one wasn't murdered from it. You know, just a whole entire back and forth between this whole family that's pretty much like aggravating this serial killer that won't die. But this all I can say is that overall, it was a good story. I'd give it like a 7 out of 10, 6 or 7 out of 10.
This most recent one?
Yeah, this most recent one.
Okay. I'd be okay with I don't listen to people when I get movie suggestions because sometimes you get people that hey this is like a 3 and then you go in and you're like oh my God that was the best movie ever.
Yeah.
So I mean like I appreciate the 7 out of 10 though. Like Halloween is holds near and dear to my heart because I've spent many years doing charity and stuff. Like scaring people. I love scary movies myself, so I kick back and I watch them.
Yeah, they terrify me. I only watch them unless I absolutely like get like forced into it, like that new movie Smile.
Oh, is that good?
I have not watched it yet. I'm waiting for it to I because I don't do like movie theater movies anymore. I just wait till they get on my TV and I just pay for it there. But I like their advertisement that they did for that movie.
What was it? Like, what do you mean? I
So
didn't see
you
it.
didn't hear about this?
No.
So all of it, they were so basically at baseball games and news channel casting, people started noticing that there'd be people just like in the middle of like behind home plate, just smiling,
Oh, that's
and then
creepy.
people would be in like the on the news. And they would just be in the back of the view where they could barely see them smiling at the camera, just kind of like there. And it was
Oh my
just
God.
people were like, why are all these people just standing up and smiling? And then finally, people found out that it was based on the movie.
I can only imagine all the people like going crazy about like theories and stuff like a mad scientist so I can try to figure it out.
Right. And I watched the preview for it. It seemed okay. It didn't seem like it'd really be that scary. It almost kind of reminds me of what's another movie like that where it's like the mirror one where they kind of like look at a mirror and like something. It's like like along those lines. And I can't. I
Poltergeist, kind of, if you watch the old Poltergeists.
yeah. That movie sounds familiar, man. Let me just say, doing this podcast with being a beer, drinking a beer, it's really got my brain just really foggy.
I don't blame you, man. That's fair. You're like,
Yeah.
you, the one goal of drinking is to drink more, so I mean.
It's the first time because I did it just to be in character. And
Yeah.
I'm sitting here just trying to think of things. I'm just like, wow, like this is not going good for my brain right now. I'm trying to figure out like movies and things when I'm like pretty spot on with it.
Have you watched the original Hellraiser?
Hellraiser.
The guy with the pinhead, where it's got all the pins in his head.
When I was younger, yeah, but I think it's been so long now that I
They came
probably.
out with a new one on Hulu.
Yeah, okay, I actually saw that. Is it good?
I don't know. If you like thrillers, it didn't really have a story. I mean, it had like situations that ran into the next and the next. I liked it because I like gore and like all the cool animation scenes and like the kind. It was kind of a story. I did like it, but I mean, unless you want like deep, like in thought story, you're not gonna get much out of it.
Yeah, I mean, what's up with the pens, man? That's just not right.
So they're at least I speculated they're angels, and so they don't torture people. They make people, see the light of what else you can experience as a human, and so pleasure is not one of them. It's pain. So their entire species, race, or angels, or whatever they are, they're all addicted to learning new ways to make you feel pain or other worldly feelings. So like they have pins in their bodies, they're mutilated, they have no eyelids, some of them. So like it's kind of like an ongoing theory that me and my girlfriend had, is that they're not devils, because if they were devils, they would just be damning them to hell. But no, they want to make them experience more. So I don't think it's hell,
That, yeah, I mean, this one right here is pretty freaking terrifying. Like, I don't know if people could look at that one. That one's freaking.
Oh yeah. That's my favorite one.
Yeah,
That
the.
little thing in its neck goes all the way through, and there's one in the back of the neck.
What the heck? That's.
Graphically, it's beautiful. Oh my God, dude.
That's pretty nutty, man. There's the show. So that one that's like. Gosh dang it, my freaking memory right now, man. Black Mirror.
Oh God, yes.
They
Great series.
have an episode in Black Mirror where the guy is addicted to pain.
Which one is that one?
It might not be Black. I'm almost positive it's Black Mirror, but the guy, he like takes like this drug or something. Something happens to where like pain starts feeling good,
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
so he like finds ways to keep on hurting himself so he gets
Mutilate, yeah.
pleasure out of it.
That's weird. I will never understand that one.
Yeah, I know. I've liked every single one of those episodes besides the black and white one. That was horrible.
Yeah, my favorite, just because of the time loop, was the one where it's the girl and she's a stripper and she gets murdered by the guy and she murders the guy, like it's an endless loop. I like that one. That one's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think my top favorite one is the detective thinking that he's on a case, but there's a case on him for murdering somebody.
Yeah, I like that one. That one's really good too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that series alone, like, generated so much cool content, because it's all a bunch of creators putting out their content for the first time, and they don't have the money to do a series, so they do one episode spin-offs. So I mean, it works out well for them. I
Oh,
don't know
yeah.
if you know Love, Death, Robot is, but
Yep,
it's kind
yep,
of the same
yep.
thing. Yeah, same thing as Black Mirror. Really great content creators don't have a budget for like an actual, a full cinematic experience, but they give you one episodes at a time. Oh my God, it's so good.
So, every single episode's a different director?
Usually, I could be wrong, but I've seen multiple directors be put in on it. So if I had to assume, it's multiple directors working on different projects, and fleshing out ideas that they had originally.
Yeah, and I've also noticed that a lot, they use a lot of the same actors too.
They do. And I wouldn't say it's a bad thing, but the familiar voice is nice. Like the familiar voices actually tie into the story and make you like kind of want more out of the characters.
Yeah, and so like I know what you mean, like it's kind of like not always good to use the same actors and stuff because it's like especially if like they ever want to continue on in like a storyline, it's like this guy was exactly just played this guy and he was dead in the last one, so he's alive again. It kind of messes with people's head, but it's like after watching that scary story show, oh my gosh, what is it? Why could why
Scary Story Show.
yeah, so Gosh, why can't I remember crap that it was in my head too? So it's the guy who played Jeffrey Dahmer. He was in the series.
Okay.
And you're not helping me out either, are you? You just leave
I
me
don't,
be.
dude, you, I got a scary story series. I got scary stories to tell in the dark. That was a good series.
Not that one, not that one, not that one. Hold on, hold on. I will get
You're
this
not
one.
giving me to work. You're not giving me anything to work on, man. Like, I can't help you. You need to help me to help you.
I'm trying to help you help me help myself get something that I don't know how to get right now, okay? And I just put Jeffrey Dahmer VR. That'd be terrifying. Why'd I even type that in?
Why do you
So the
put it?
guy, the blonde-haired guy that played in the new Netflix Jeffrey Dahmer show, he was the guy who directed that, was the same director in that TV show as well. It was a TV show. And it was like 5 seasons, and they always used the same actors, even though it's not, it's not like it's related. It's a different story every time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still don't know what you're talking about. Like, that sounds good though.
If as soon as I tell you what it is, you're gonna know exactly what I'm talking about.
Probably, yeah.
Right, so man, I really hate that it just won't give me what I want right now. This one I will find. So is the guy's name is Evan Peters, who was the actor,
Okay, yeah.
and he was in a show. So I'm drilling down on Google right now. You gotta love Google, man. He was also an X-Men. He was pretty good in that one. Now my phone won't work. This is all right. So next subject, why I looked this up. American Horror Stories? American Horror Stories.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I do love American Horror Stories. That was a very good series.
And you didn't know Evan Peters?
Look, man, I don't know actors' names unless
Gosh.
they're out there themselves. Like
Yeah.
Evan Peters, I don't know who the heck that is. I just know his face, so I knew
Yeah.
exactly who you're talking about. So, I mean,
So yeah, he was in American Horror Stories. And I don't know, I took so long from searching. Why was he even going down this road?
I don't know.
All right. Note to self. Not being a beer, on
No,
podcast
just get a
again.
list. Make yourself a good list.
Good list.
Yep, that's all you need.
And put it on my computer so while I'm being a
Yep,
beer.
and then you can like, yeah, while you're drinking beer, you have your little list there.
Yeah. So anyways, that was what we could do for the Halloween. So is there anything else you want to bring up about Halloween? Any type of fun story before we move on to Pavlov and Veil Talk and all that fun stuff? You have anything you wanna?
I'll share one of my stories with you when I was
Okay.
scary. So, full costume in a similar garb of this, not in a suit though. It's kind of like a cloak, and it's got a hood, so it covers the back of my head. So, when I had rooms, right? I had 3 rooms. I was the owner of 3 rooms. 2 rooms were the right way to go, and 1 room wasn't. Or sorry, 2 rooms were the wrong way to go, 1 way was. So all the rooms are pitch dark though. So you can't see anything in it. I'll be sitting in one of the wrong rooms after I sprint in the hallway. People think I go the right way, so I go into the wrong room. And I just sit there in the room in the dark. Completely. You can't see me. And so they go in the room thinking, oh, he's here, he's here, he's here. Where is he? They walk in and I'm just standing there just waiting for him to approach me, and they walk closer, 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 and then they're in my face, and I'm like, this is the wrong room. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, okay. And then they like slowly turn around watching me, and they turn their head, and then they sprint out of the door, and they if they go into the wrong room again, I'll follow them from behind, and I'll sprint with them down the hallway, or I'll go into the next room. And I'll just stand at the door, like arms out, ready to pounce on them. And then I'll slowly point my hands the correct direction so they get the right way. And oh my God, I have so many people slipping and falling from like
Yeah.
running away from me. Oh my God, it was so much fun working the haunted house.
Yeah, those always scared me when I was younger going through them. Have you ever been punched?
Yes, multiple times.
Multiple times?
Yes.
Like, is it just like a full swing or just
I
like a
scared a little
scare?
girl so hard. She was 13, 14. So she's got a swing on her because she's a little older. She's not like some toddler. She swung and hit me in the face with my mask. And so it puts pressure on my nose here because to move the mask, right? So it hurts here and my jaw. And she knocked the mask off my face. And I was like stunned. So I just let her run off. I was like, okay, whatever. She did it out of fear, not like intentional.
Yeah, man. You said you're 14 years old?
She had a
And
swing on.
dang.
I can barely see anything. Like my vision, I can probably see this hand and this hand. So if anything comes from any like from the side, it'll hit me right in the face and I won't even notice.
Dang. What do you think about those Halloween scare places where they can actually like touch you and physically
Contact.
harm you?
So there's not much to it. They don't really like hurt you. They lightly grab you sometimes, to scare the absolute shit out of you. Sometimes they'll touch you or like get near you with a chainsaw and poke you with it. Like it's
No,
not the worst thing in the world.
no, no, no. I'm talking about the ones you have to sign a warrant. Not a warrant.
I've never played in one of
You have to
those, but
sign a
those,
contract for your own safety because you could potentially die in one of them.
yeah, I've never been in one of those, so I wouldn't know. It sounds awesome though. I've been to like what's the there's a Halloween there's the Halloween Horror Nights for Universal. I've been to one of those. That was pretty cool. I was at Field of Screams. There you go. Field of Screams was amazing. All of their actors were really good and like they had their own set. This is what you do. And they were very organized. So I loved Field of Screams. That's a local place near me, kind of. And so like that's my usual go-to if I ever go to a Halloween like scare grounds or anything. It's close. It's a decent price and you get scared of every little shit out of you. So I mean,
Oh, that's pretty
pretty
cool.
fun.
Yeah, the closest place we have is St. Louis with the Six Flags. They have their Fright Fest.
Yeah, I've been to one of those. It's not too bad.
Yeah, they just do a parade where they come in, people are on stilts, try to scare you. They come up and yell at you and everything like that.
Definitely spookier for kids, not
Yeah.
adults.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, that's a pretty good story. I bet you had a lot more pretty good stories, especially being like an actor, acting to be scary in this, 'cause the times that I've been in it, like I've went into these haunted house rooms knowing the people 'cause it's my small town, so you know them. And
Yeah.
I've tried my hardest to get some of them break character and laugh, and they would not break character to save like their lives. Like it was pretty amazing. And so, props to a lot of the people that do it because one thing that I did not like is there was one room with three clowns, and that probably
Oh, yeah.
scared
Oh,
the
do you
bit the
hate
more.
clouds?
I don't know. Like clowns don't scare me, but man, there was three of them in this room, and they were like boxing me in, and I'm just like, I do not like this one bit.
You're just like ready to fight. I got my arms ready.
Yeah, and it's like you don't know what to do because like you're like you know these people, these people are from your own town. You don't want to start swinging at people and getting arrested. And
Oh, yeah.
so, but yeah, so Halloween, like I said, tomorrow people go trick or treating. Be safe. Eat a lot of candy. That's what I gotta stay away from, eating all the candy.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, thanks for dressing up, by the way. That's a pretty nice costume, I'm not gonna lie. I'm just a beer, that's what I was last night. I didn't win any costume contest at all, which was pretty depressing. I don't know why I didn't win. I should have got best dressed for sure. They did this thing where like they put you in front of people and then people cheered for you. And so when it came up to me, like people were they cheered but it wasn't that loud, and I was just like, well, that kind of stinked. And I go over back to where my wife was at, and she was talking to a person getting a shot and didn't even cheer for me. She goes, I didn't even know you were
Oh
up yet. And I
no.
go, that is so uncalled for. Yeah, I'm
I have
pretty
like
upset about it. I'm still
I'm,
pretty butthurt
these
about it.
masks are only like 60 to 70 bucks. So like the ensemble for this, it's a suit, tie, it's gonna cost you a little bit if you wanted to do like a official like a devil in like a suit, but like some of the other stuff, it could easily run you only $120. It's a good costume, honestly.
Yeah, my beer costume cost me $30, and it probably should only cost like $5 to $10 with the material that it's made out of.
That's where they get you. It's Halloween.
Dude, yeah, it's so dumb how expensive all this stuff is. Like, there's like a lot of things that I want to be, but I was like, man, I would have a really hard time spending 60 to $80 just to wear something one time. And the material, like, if you barely even tug on it, like, it rips and it falls apart. You're like, well, that was a waste of my money.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's eventually at one point I do want to get. They have those masks that like are latex and they go right on your head and they like morph it to your head,
Oh
and
yeah.
they're almost like identical.
I've
Like,
got a couple of these. If you want, I can go grab them. I've got a clown, I've got a ghoul, and I've got this one. And I've got a mixture of a couple other costumes thrown in.
oh, so yeah, you're all about it, huh?
Oh yeah. I've spent over probably $1,000 for over several Halloweens, in fact. Several Halloweens.
Yeah,
So I mean,
but still, that's crazy. I just don't really get into it like that much at all. Like, I like dressing up and everything, but I like going the route to where it's like if I can get away with just cutting two holes in my sheets and just be a ghost, I'd be okay with that.
I get into it. I love it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, obviously, like look at that. You freaking like look pretty freaking serious right now.
I did a serial killer. I had a spit mask, so like it sits on your nose and wraps around the side of your face. I had a straight jacket, and I just got a white pair of pants and leg cuffs, and I would walk around with my hands stuck to my sides in front of people and like start screaming like a madman. Oh my God, that scared so many people because you don't expect the man in the straitjacket to be full sprinting at you. Like that's definitely not something you expect.
Yeah, for sure. Man, so what was I gonna say? I just lost my train of thought. Crap. I just lost. Oh yeah. Have you ever do you know what you need to add to this costume that you have right now?
What? What's
Is
up?
a fiddle.
A fiddle? Oh yes, the devil with the fiddle. Yeah,
Fiddle
a gold one.
contest. That just reminds me of Futurama.
Oh yeah.
So,
The devil bot. Yeah.
yeah, with the devil bot with the fiddler, and that was a pretty good one. So yeah, so that with that, so gosh dang it, good thing I only brought two of them over here for me, 'cause it would have been downhill if I kept on, if I went three or four while trying to do this.
Well, hey, I can't let you be alone. Here, let me go get me some moonshine. I got one in my fridge right here.
All right, while you do that, I'm going to talk about my sponsors while you do that then. That's a good time to do that. Oh, look
Oh
at
yeah.
that. Look at that. He's an actual human underneath that mask.
Something like that, yeah. My hair's all messed up from the mask and shit. There you go.
Oh,
Hide, hide.
nice.
Yeah.
So anyways, while he's taking a shot, cheers, while he's taking a shot of moonshine, for one, we don't condone drinking. Let me just put that out there.
Yeah.
Let's so I don't get in trouble or get my video taken down. But we're doing it responsible. We're of age. But
Yeah.
yeah, but still, while he's putting all his stuff back on, if you want to go to the link in the description, for one, you could find Cuss's man.
My Twitch channel.
Your
My Twitch
Twitch
channel.
channel, yeah.
Yes, I do stream every now and then. I'm hopefully to be more permanent sooner when I get my schedule all ironed out.
So yeah, definitely go watch his streams. Go give him a follow. Olin VR is an awesome company for gun stocks, and eventually even your team will get a customized Havoc gun stock that we have for them being our sponsor. But if you go to them, you use our discount code, you get 15% off in a Havoc charm. And then Ruck Up, we also have them that is coming up as a sponsor as well. Go look up them. They're in my description. No discounts with them yet. We're figuring out what we're going to do. So more to come in 2023 with him. And then Dubby, in my opinion, Dubby's probably the best energy drink I've probably ever had. That's why I stuck with them. I've tried multiple different energy stuff. But their flavor is just phenomenal. That's the only reason why I stay with them. And I don't
Yeah.
even use it for gaming. I use it on my way home from work so I don't fall asleep at the wheel. So,
My favorite thing is I take those little pills that give you energy, the caffeine pills. That's all I take. Water. I only drink two things: water and alcohol. That's it.
Water
There's
and
no soda.
alcohol, no
There's no
soda.
soda in between there usually.
What about any juices, Gatorade, Powerade,
That
Prime?
tea is my like
Tea.
actual tea, not that like store-bought stuff. I get some of the herbs and stuff when I buy tea,
Okay,
when
I
and
got
then I
you.
actually like,
No
you know,
coffee?
depends. I got some, I don't know, depends on the day. I'm allergic to milk and dairy, so like I don't like black coffee.
So you're lactose intolerant.
I'm lactose intolerant, man. So creamer
Man.
and stuff, if you use like the gritty stuff, oh,
Yeah.
not good.
How about you just drink black coffee like you're supposed
I'm good. No,
to?
that's
That's
too
how I
sour
drink
for
my
me.
coffee. I really like, I mean, my favorite coffee right now is Black Rifle Company. That's some good
That is,
coffee.
I got, so when I was on deployment, I deployed for 8 months. They gave us a box like longer than my arm span, about this wide, of the K-Cup coffees. Oh my God, all for free. Dude, best company ever. When I was deployed, they gave us coffee bags, coffee like
That's
K-Cups.
cool.
Bro, they were awesome. They were the like, I didn't drink a lot of it. I drank some of it while I was overseas, but I absolutely loved it. It was great.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy it. I like all their logos they have on their bags and stuff. They have
Oh
one
yeah.
with a Sasquatch with a gun in his hand and everything. That I also have the shirt for that. And did you know, talking about gaming and stuff, that and people that were in the military and vets, there's actually an esports organization that came up that is for veterans of war, and just even if you not of war, just even just veterans. I'm trying to look them up right now. I thought they were
There's
called.
so the Army actually has their own esports teams.
Oh,
So
let's
you
talk about that.
I don't know much about it. I have to talk to my recruiter, but apparently you can go apply to be, you know, an esports, like you have to try out and you have to actually like perform, but the Army actually pays people active duty money to go out and be good at esports. Like it's actually cool. Like I could go be an esports team member for the Army and be making active duty pay. Like that'd be pretty cool.
But why? Like, why would
To
they?
reach out to the communities. That's
Okay. Okay, that
pretty
makes
much the
sense.
only re Hey, the Army's this cool. It lets you play esports. You can, you
That
know,
makes
you can
sense.
further your career in different ways. I mean, that's kind of why. Same thing with the Army, Navy, like football teams.
Yeah, and then the band.
Yep, and then the band. Yep. I have a friend who does like funny TikToks. He's part of the Army band and he just went active duty.
Yeah, so yeah, I didn't know that, but yeah, there's a man. I wish I was not bad with names, but yeah, it's for people that come back and they just like give them gaming PCs and everything to get started. They have people like will buy them their mouse, keyboard, their computer, their monitors and everything like that, just to kind of get their mind off of everything they've been through and stuff. So,
I was fortunate to where I didn't go through anything serious, but I have my heart's out to the people who have PTSD and, you know, are all messed up from, you know, serving their country and giving their life for others. My heart goes out to those people, my brothers and my sisters, you know.
Yeah, and okay, here they are. They're called Regiment.
Never heard of them, so I don't.
America's number one military gaming community, powered by G Fuel, B Paradox, and Gaming Advantage. And so, yeah, if you want to look into it, it's on Twitter. Check them out. You can also support them. And supporting them, I think it's like a monthly thing through Twitter that you can actually help them get veterans like gaming stuff. So that's pretty cool.
I actually will check that out, yeah.
Yeah, so it's Regiment. I want to eventually try and get them on the podcast and talk to them about it. Even trying to been, I think I already reached out to them about talking to get some of them into VR, because that'd be cool to get them there. Because Just expanding into different things besides just PC gaming, especially
I would
since.
love to be an ambassador for them, or like somebody who, can show them different communities. That'd be pretty cool.
So check him out on that. I'll have to, since we talked about it, I'll probably we'll put the link in the description for this video. But other than that, so which one are you liking better now that you've found Vail? Do you prefer Pavlov still, or do you are you going more Vail now?
Pavlov isn't as polished as I would love, or as polished, sorry, Vail isn't as polished as I would like it to be. Pavlov has been slow on updates due to, all types of issues. So I'm excited for Pavlov, but I'm also excited for Vail at the same time. They are very both different in amazing ways. And so, like, I my heart's with Pavlov, honestly. But Vail's got my interest because of, the gunplay is more asimilar to real life comparatively.
Yeah, they spent a lot of money on
Pavlov is
making
more
this.
CSGO. Same thing with like Onward and stuff. I'm into Onward because it makes me feel I'm actually getting shot at, unlike Pavlov where you get hit and you're like red and flashing. In Onward you get the black, like the tunnel vision, like it actually fucked me up a little bit. Like I couldn't imagine being like PTSD. I couldn't imagine that. And like
Playing a game like that.
some people would have an episode,
Yeah, for sure. Like, I've always wondered if people that even are diagnosed with that, like, if they would even want to even try to play a game like Onward or Contractors and stuff like that. Yeah, I because I'll be getting my PC next month in November, and I'm gonna get a really nice beefy guy. I'm gonna get a 4090 since that just dropped, and so that's
I
gonna
just dropped
be.
10K like a year and a half ago on my gaming rig sitting right there,
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I just got it a month, 3 weeks ago because of how many times the company's fucked up.
No, really?
Oh yeah,
Who'd you go through?
my water loop exploded. Micro Center, my water loop exploded. I built the PC entirely myself except for the hard tubes. I didn't have the stuff for the bending the hard tubes.
Yeah.
I paid $400 for somebody to do the hard tubes, and my water loop exploded all over my GPU and my CPU and all that stuff.
That is not good. I don't know if you can hear that, but for some reason, people are literally getting my dog so worked up during this podcast. I like that is so loud. Like, I don't know why they're doing that in my podcast. So, sorry for that. Like, holy cow, I've never heard him bark like that before. So, yeah, they're making me lose my train of thought. But yeah, so I like Vail. I'll definitely play that when my when I get my PC. But I'm only really interested in one game, and that's probably the only reason why I'm getting PC VR. Is Ghost of Tabor is my only
Oh,
really reason game
I've
why I'm
seen
getting
you guys play that, I think, on stream. I think you guys played that on stream the other day, or you were talking about it. I'm excited to see how that's like. I would love to play that.
Yeah, so I believe tomorrow is the very first day, and I don't know how much I could really. I can't talk about too much because I'm under NDA, but they have. They're actually bringing the playtest for Oculus tomorrow, and I don't know if I
Ooh.
actually get to play it, but hopefully I do because I've been waiting to see it and everyone else that's only been a PC VR because they're not using Unity to make this. They're using what's the other software one? Not Unity. They're help me out here.
Unreal End? No,
It's
Unreal.
Unreal. Thank you. Yeah,
Oh, is it?
they're building with Unreal.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, no, oh yeah. Before we even move on, so yeah, you see, you went through Micro Center. We have one of those close to us. I'm going through CyberWorks or something like that.
Yeah, I live, in a south place, so like a southern place. So I mean, not a lot of computer places here, unfortunately. I have to drive like an hour and a half away just to get to one.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am. I think it's about an hour. So yeah, I'm going through CyberPowerPC.com. So I'm going through.
Are you buying water cooled or fan cooled?
Fan cold.
All right. I mean, fair enough. You should get an AIO at least, one of the ones that is a closed loop for the CPU water cooling, so it goes to a radiator.
Yeah, so I thought about doing the water cooling stuff, and I talked to a lot of my friends about it, and They're nice and they do keep your computer nice, but it's like if you do anything customized in those loops, there is a chance of leaking. If you
But in
actually,
my instance, you know.
yeah, and so when you customize things, that's why if I would go water cooled, I would just have a basic straight rod and just using it just to cool, what it's meant for is to cool it down because I don't need it all snaking around showing water color off, but. This is basically, let me, is where's the black version at? This is the white version of it. And
Oh,
so
that's pretty. I've seen those before, yeah.
there's a crap ton of fans in it. And these people, that this is what they're mainly there for, is to make these pre-builts. They do all the, like, I wanted to build my own, and it'd probably save me so much money just to make my own. But I really don't want to, like, screw up, and so if they screw up, it's on them and not me. So,
Yeah. Well, I'm insured, so like anything they fuck up, they have to pay for. So I mean, it's kind of nice.
yeah, that's very true.
There's my little setup there for you. Said to you. That way you can kind of see my PC in the background there.
Yeah, let's check this out.
Nice and RGB.
Yeah. So, like you said, the liquid cool just broke on it, huh?
Yeah, it's fixed now though. It hasn't had any issues. I've been stress testing it, like very intensely trying to get it to, you know, make sure it stays. That way I can stream and, you know, do all my stuff I need to do with it.
Yeah, so you have a lot of custom things going on there.
Yeah, there's four bends. Three bends, sorry. Yeah, three bends. That's all there is.
Yeah, and then you got your full tank right there. Is that Cobb, is that like Webb there always there, or is it just for Halloween?
That's just for Halloween. That's actually a side table cover, which I ingeniously thought, "Ooh, I can hang this over my PC."
Yeah, it looks good. Looks good for sure. Yeah. So I can't wait to get that. My podcast is gonna go from just being plain boring like it's been for the past year to I'm gonna have things flying around. I'm gonna get real. People are gonna be paying attention more what's going on in the background than even listening to me is what it's gonna be.
Hey man, excitement's excitement,
Yeah. And so with like so with Vail. I think like I like the game, I like the community. They have a great community. They did the $35,000 tournament and everything like that. But I don't know if they're gonna be consistent with that. Like I already think they already plan on doing a second one, but they
Yeah, I don't
definitely.
know how long their off season's gonna be. I don't know how long it's gonna be till next season.
Yeah, like how can they keep funding $35,000? Because it's like. When I had Tropical on the podcast and talked about it, I was just like, "Are you guys just doing $35,000, or like, are you will? Is that just a price point where you started at? Will it go up?" He's like, "Yeah, well, if we get sponsors and stuff, it might go up more." So it's like I don't know if they ended up getting sponsors and they just pocketed the money and maybe that was their thing for next year to make it bigger. I
Yeah.
could see that happening, but really, the only thing that really disappointed me about that is that. It just was not advertised at all.
No.
It was so poorly advertised, and
And
I.
it's such a the a lot of the teams were very new, unfortunately, because hey, $35,000, who wouldn't want to try, you
Yeah,
know? So.
exactly. Like there was two that I, there. I mean, three out of the five. There's five there, right?
Yeah.
So three of them were pretty well known.
Or
But
four. There was four
four.
teams.
So yeah, four. There's. People knew who they were, but it's like the thing is, unlike seeing Pancake Esports, is that when they go to things, they're helping with the advertising. They have thousands of followers on all their social platforms.
Yeah.
There's people that they had go to this thing that don't even have a Twitter for their team, don't have an Instagram, don't have a YouTube. Like I do all this stuff for Havoc, like I do the podcast. That's why it's called VR Jungle, a Havoc's podcast. It's just not VR Jungle podcast. That's why our logo's on it. We have a 1,000 followers on Twitter, 1,000 followers on Instagram, and we do stuff everywhere. We make sure that we get brand recognition. It's just like, and so for one, you didn't see them really post about it. They post about it a little bit in their Discords, but it's like, you should have been getting ads out there for people that
I'm
don't
hoping,
even
yeah, I'm
know what it
hoping
is.
for ex like to expose VR in general. VR is a very niche content at the moment, unfortunately, due to the paywall, which is fair, but there's not a lot of advertising for it. Like the Quest 2 was advertised very heavily, but that was because Facebook was pushing it. So like VR as a whole is very niche at the moment. I think once it gets pushed out more by like more bigger companies, like, hey, this is the next generation of how to experience things, I think it'll explode more and become more popular.
And so good thing that their tournament turned out good, because I was always telling people that I go, if they do not do good on this tournament, it will push back VR into the thing. So I really hope to see other games doing lane events. And it's like, what they need to also know is that stop singling out a game for a lane event. Stop being, if you want to be part of the community and stuff, then what you should really be doing is taking games like Ultimex, then take a game like a Walkabout Mini Golf, and then take like Echo, and then maybe like a game like Contractors, and you have all four of those games at one massive lane event
Well, I
instead
mean,
of
kind of
just.
like how VREL does and VRML, they all have separate games in their communities. So like we VREL I know has Onward and Pavlov and Echo Arena. Like those come if they not aligned but had, several games and matches throughout for a tournament and then had finals and everybody could go to one fucking like tournament place, I think it would change it entirely
Oh,
because
100%.
you would have people from Pavlov, or you'd have cross players because I'm part of Pavlov and Vale. If they did a tournament for Pavlov and Vale, it would be combined in an event. It would make it the event bigger, and it would have a lot more of a like kind of like Comic-Con, how it's really big, and it would kind of like conglomerate all of those groups into one,
No, that's 100% what I agree with, because right now it's like, yeah, cool. Echo had their lane event in St. Louis, but only Echo people went to it. No one else is. I mean, if you live in the area, yeah, they're gonna go. But no one in the VR community that lived in California that's never played Echo before and is a contract player bought a ticket to go to that lane event. Same thing in Miami. Like, yeah, Vail is cool. Vail's the only PC VR. You think anyone that only has an Oculus that's never gonna play Vail is gonna get into a plane and buy a ticket and go to Miami to watch the Vail thing? No. Now, if you take Vail, Echo, Ultimex, Walkabout Mini Golf, and then it's just like, oh, I do like at least one of those games or two of them, I'm gonna see the top people in the world play, I will buy a ticket and I will go see that.
I think it has a lot to deal with the accessibility. For me, I work a 8 to 4 job, and we're low staffed at the moment because people don't want to work in my job field anymore. So like I can't even take off for it. So like as much as they had streams and stuff, I don't think it was reported very well either.
No.
Like I think that has a level to do with it too, because if it not right like another level of exposure, like if they had somebody in the LAN event going around, hey, look, this is what our LAN event's like, I think would also help promote, hey, this is really cool. Come join us and you can enjoy the fun.
Yeah, no,
A
go ahead.
thought. Just a thought.
Yeah, and it's like not only that, but it takes literally probably an hour to set up a camera and put it on the stage and then have some room that can be downloaded through SideQuest or on Steam to where you can load in with everyone around the world and be in that lane event in your headset.
So what VR chat does, I'm going to mention VR chat. VR chat's very customizable, we'll put it, because I've went to EDM events that are publicized actually on VR chat. I think if they did a VR chat event where you had kind of like the stage
And you could put characters and stuff. You can actually put customized characters. You could take their player models or whatever they wanted. They could put them on the stage and you could mingle around and watch live broadcasts like you would in person. Oh my God, that'd be so cool. You'd have such a turnout too, because you'd have multiple lobbies with 24 plus people all there to watch the Veil event, but they don't have the accessibility. And you could pancake game and do it too. You don't have to be VR for just a thought, but like that would be very good for them. Like exposure, they would have I don't know how many people play VR chat. Let's see here. We can
Oh,
get
dude,
deeper into this.
it's I think it's in almost one of the number one games downloaded.
Yep. Let's see here.
Because it's used for everything. And I don't know if it's kind of gone away recently, but like the dawn of VR, like that's what everyone did for a while. It's like you just had the VR chat people.
Just for reviews, it has 183,000 reviews. So, I mean, if we were to say take 10% of 183,000, it's almost a million congruent players or players, period. I don't know how hack active it is anymore because I haven't been playing, but honestly, it's a very large community and you could reach out to people in multiple, stages of their gaming. Like some people have pancakes, some people play on laptops, some people play on $10,000 computers, some people play on just like the Oculus Quest. It would give them a massive plus,
And I 100% agree with that. And that was the biggest thing that I didn't like is that, yeah, it was on YouTube, but it's just like, you just didn't, they should have paid for the advertisement to go everywhere. It's just like, yeah, you guys put it on your Twitter. Only people that saw it are who actively use Twitter, but they should have done something or even, made a deal with Steam to where when you load into Steam, it was one part of the thing that scrolls through,
Yeah, your suggested tab,
Yeah, your suggest tab, like, hey, this event is going on. Like anytime, like it's almost like if you never even played or even heard of Apex, when they were doing their Worlds tournament, you heard about it.
There
Everyone
was
knew about
a
it.
lot of publicization of Pancake Gaming, where the game is not even out, but it's like, hey, like Callisto Protocol. It is an amazing game in theory at the moment. It's highly publicized. It's put out and like it gets the feels of everybody who played Dead Space. And so it gets everybody excited. It gets the hype up. Veil is it's hyped to only certain people in the community. Like it doesn't reach out to your normal Joe Schmo 9 to 5. Hey, I'm working a job,
No, because you have to have at least, I would say at least a $1,200 to $1,500 computer to play that game.
A YouTube commercial would probably be good for them too, because yes, everybody skips the ads, but if you were able to just put, because YouTube is a media that everybody kind of gets into, kids, adults, teenagers, everybody gets into YouTube. So if you were able to, it'd be another reason, like it gets out there to millions of people. Like YouTube ads, you can't get around unless you have YouTube Premium.
And I'm just really upset that we lost the VR magazine that they had, VR Trends magazine. Like that was such a good magazine, and that they would have been, they could have done a front cover for that, and then everyone would have saw that. I just feel like if you only had an Oculus headset and you're just kind of you play maybe one or two VR games. You're maybe in a Discord, and if the Discord you're in is like the team, like a Havoc Discord, that you're just part of that team. They would like if you ask them like, "Hey, what's Veil?" I guarantee so many people would be like, "What's Veil?"
I mean, if you asked me as soon as I was playing Pavlov, hey, do you know this Veil game? Because Veil came out a year or so after I started playing Pavlov. And, people were buzzing about it, like, ooh, what's this new game? I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't care. And then I was offered, hey, you can get a key to play the game if you play professionally. I'm like, why not? And so it I like the game. I like where it's going. I think it's got good aspirations to explode the community into what it needs to be, you know?
Yeah, and as long as they don't manipulate the mechanics too much, because they're technically still, they're either an alpha or beta. They're not even full
They're
release yet.
they're alpha, I
Yeah,
think.
and so it's just so crazy that they already did a massive lane event and they're still an alpha. Like that's scary. Like,
I in match disconnected, unfortunately. In
damn.
the qualifiers, I disconnected. I had my entire PC stuttered and I could not get back into the game. Like it was bad. We lost 4 rounds because, you know, my game crashed. My whole
Yeah,
computer
and
crashed.
you can't help that.
Unoptimized. I
Yeah.
mean, and that was when I had my slower computer, but it could run it at 120 FPS. So I
Yeah, that's all
mean,
you need.
they've got a lot to do. It looks hopeful though. I'm hopeful for it.
Yeah, I mean they're starting to render their meshes now, aren't they?
I wouldn't know too much about that. I do know they're doing several quality of life updates, and you know, I've been keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, and I can't. How big is their team, do you know? Is it just a small
13.
indie team? 13.
I think I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that number. I know it's a light number. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I know they spent a lot of time in it. And I didn't even think this game was. I don't even think this game would even been a thing if COVID didn't happen. Because I had him on the podcast, and he's just like, "Yeah," he goes, "COVID happened. I was bored, and so I started making the game."
Yeah, honestly, some people will never know their dreams until something unfortunate happens, unfortunately. Some people can't find their dream job without, you know, stumbling a few times.
Yep. No, I 100% agree with that because, you have to have some downfalls to, fix yourself, because the only reason why you're falling is because it's your own self
You're
put.
learning yourself,
Yeah,
yes.
exactly. And then eventually you're like, once you get what you want, you're like, oh, look at all the shit that I learned on the road to this, path that I went
As
on.
much as I hate TikTok because of how famous it is for its dumb stuff,
I love TikTok.
today I was at work and I was bored. You know, I drive around in a truck all day and I parked. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna scroll. And I get to like this dog one, and it's about dog behavior and social structure. I don't know why. I scrolled through all of his videos and I absolutely learned so much random facts. Don't ask me why. I was just bored and I had nothing better to do.
Yeah, I mean, TikTok's got that algorithm. They got it down. They know you
Yeah,
better than.
they know me better than me, you know?
Exactly. Then that is a fact because they give you exactly what you want. Except, so I have two TikTok accounts. I have one for VR Jungle Podcast, and then I have my personal one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because. And I've noticed because. And I don't know what this is. And so, if VR people, you can explain to me why it does this, because here's the thing. On my main account, I might post stuff here and there, but I watch more like funny things, a lot of cat videos. I get a lot of cat videos, a lot of conspiracy stuff because,
Yeah, you're into that kind of
oh, dude, I
secret
know
scroll stuff.
the secret squirrel stuff, the stuff where when a bird lands on the power line, they're just recharging because birds aren't real, stuff like that. And the whole flat Earth thing. When it's late at night and I get to a point where they start talking about flat Earth, I go, all right, it's probably time to go to bed. I'm too deep in the rabbit
Too
hole
deep in
now.
the rabbit hole.
And so I get all those stuff, but then I have my VR Jungle one. And just to be part of the community and stuff, I go and if I see anyone that plays VR, I follow them. Doesn't matter who you are, how big or small you are. If you're playing Population One or Contractors, you get a follow. Well, sometimes I'll be in the bathroom flipping through my feed, thinking it's my main feed and it's my VR Jungle feed, and it's not good. I don't get the lovely cat videos and all the fun stuff. It goes VR, 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 woman in bikini, woman in bikini, woman in bikini. I'm like,
Maybe that's because that's what people of that community consume, maybe. Maybe
yeah, I'm just like.
because you know, most companies generalize what you like. Because nine times out of ten, some people in a certain category like the same thing. That's why they have buttons. If you press and push on the thing, you could say not interested to customize your scroll, whatever you like. So I mean, they have algorithms for everything for
Yeah,
that.
but
Like
it
it's scary.
those V the VR people, they need to speak up on why that's all my feed. Like, what are you guys
Yeah.
watching there?
What are you guys into?
What are you guys into here? Why am I getting all sorts of weird stuff? But yeah, and so like I'll also be on my main account, and then like I think I'm on my VR Journal account. I'll follow a couple people that I see that have VR in their name and they play VR. And then like most recently, I'm just like I'm getting weird stuff that's not what I typically see just because I followed a couple VR people. Yeah, they're ruining my TikTok experience.
That's
Oh,
funny.
yeah. But it is past the hour, and it was a fun episode, fun 50th episode.
Yes, the 50, the 50th,
50th.
like official.
Yeah,
You're halfway
official.
to 100.
Halfway to 100. That's gonna be a big one. I don't even know what I'm gonna do for 100. Just quit the podcast,
And do a group party of all your VR captains. Who knows?
Yeah, I know, man. I since of all the Halloween festivities since Thursday. So I had a poker tournament Thursday, a poker tournament on
How
Friday.
did that? Yeah, how did that go? Did you win? Did you do good?
I won my Thursday tournament,
Okay.
and so Friday, I just could not get. It was basically me folding on
The
everything,
cards, yeah, the cards
every
weren't in your,
cards, and the
yeah.
only thing I played on was my when I had the blind, and it was just nowhere. And so I made it to the last table. I think I got like fourth or fifth in this one. But it got to the point where I was withering down because the innies go in like crazy. The what you have to put in gets crazy. I think it was up to like 2,000, 4,000 for each of the chips, and I only had 2,000 left. So I'm like, the lady went all in. And I go, I might as well go all in because even if I want to do a bet, it'd only be all in with a small blind. I wouldn't make that
Oh,
much money.
and let me guess, you tanked.
And so she went all in because she had a pair of queens on the flop in her hand, and I had king five. And so all I needed was a king to win, and
You didn't get that
didn't
king.
get the
No, you
king.
didn't get the king.
Didn't
Yeah,
get the king.
I was excited for you. Small town poker going up to, the national level almost. You had that chance.
Had that chance, and so I'll do the Thursday Friday stuff again. I'm working my way to get to their it's like a they pretty much the way it works around my town is they have a whole bunch of poker leagues that go to a bar Monday through Sunday, and you just find the ones that you're near, and so you win points, and every month whoever has the most points in that area gets invited to play in the big tournament. Like the whole entire state, I think, goes to this, or I don't know exactly how really big it is, but it's like a couple hundred people, and you're playing for like $10,000. And then if you keep on doing good in that one, then you get it. They give you another 10 grand to go play in Vegas. And
Also, by the way, Havoc does not condone gambling.
yeah, we do not condemn gobbling, gambling at all. And especially what I'm doing is not gambling because there is no money involved. It is just playing poker. But yeah, don't do that. Don't condone it.
Speaking of teams for Veil's VR for Havoc is recruiting. Please, if you would like to, hit me up in the Havoc Discord.
Yes, we are recruiting to make the best team to win all the monies next year in
All the
Miami.
monies.
All the monies. So, but before we get out of here and stay on before we leave, because sometimes I'll say bye and then they just get off the call and I'm just like, oh crap, I wanted to talk to you for a sec. So, is there anything that you want to say before we get completely off?
I just hope that VR as a whole gets a little more popular. A lot of the VR communities are dying because not a lot of hype slash, people are there for it, So I hope VR explodes soon. If you get a chance, please try it. It's an amazing experience. Every day I've owned 3 to 4 different headsets from Oculus to the Valve Index, which is my current lover. And then I've had the, what's the other one? Not the Pimaxes. What's the other one that does the VR headsets?
HTC.
Yes, the HTC Vive, thank you. I've had all three. My favorite is definitely the Index. But if you get any headset, please try it. It's an amazing experience being in, different worlds. There's so much different content out there. If you like meditating, there's an awesome meditating app you can get. There's so much to do. Please try it. It's amazing.
And working out, and there's a whole bunch more stuff coming as well. And we have December coming up. All the kids that got, I mean, they sold record amount of headsets last year,
Oh yeah.
especially since it was so hard to get.
Even this year, it's gonna be big again because of,
Yep.
COVID is still going around a little bit. It's still, I'm excited for the future of VR.
Yeah, me too.
I hope it breaks out in what it needs to be.
Oh, it 100% will. I think the hardest decision for people this year will, I don't think we're going to have, people are going to be afraid because I don't think there's going to be record sales of the Oculus headset. I think Oculus kind of did a bad thing by upping their price because they're basically saying we can because we own the market. I think you're going to see a lot more people buying the Pico Neo this year than the Oculus. This is my assumption based on price and based on what the Pico really has, and the fact that I think people will be so confused. So and we can kind of end on this because I think because we could really talk about this
Yeah.
especially. But the thing is, what's going to happen this year is that they just had the Cambria launch, and a lot of people, even in the gaming community, they think that that's their upgrade. That is not an upgrade at all. That is an Oculus 2.5. That's all. It's not the Oculus 3. We still need the
Yeah.
Oculus 3. This is a commercial use headset. And so when these kids look at it, and they're going to tell their mom, "I don't want the Oculus 2 because that's a downgrade. I want the
Yeah.
Cambria. That's going to be $1,500." No mom or dad's going to spend $1,500 for the kid to play with the Cambria for
Yeah.
$1,500. This is
I
not. I mean.
wanted the Pimax, but I found out it wasn't really supported. So like the Pimax is like the 5K and the 8K, huge resolution, great. But the software behind it isn't as ahead as what it needs to be. Like Oculus is a great company if it wasn't under Meta, honestly.
No,
Honestly.
yeah. And yeah, I 100%.
Index and Steam and that company is for the gamers. Like this is marketed to you because it's for you. Oculus is now, hey, we're gonna popularize this because we want everybody to spend money on it, unfortunately, and the software is not there.
Nope.
As much as I love the hardware is great. They do good things for the hardware, but the software is not where it needs to be.
Yep, but if you look at the Pico, they have a nice chipset, 4K resolution. They are using pancake lenses. That's the only difference in that. It's got the same battery life of 2 hours. You're still gonna have to connect a battery with it. It comes with a pro strap already with it. The controllers are pretty freaking sweet, even though I prefer the Cambria's controllers now because just getting rid of that ugly ass loop around it is.
No, this is
No, I know,
my
I do.
child.
Yeah, I do like that.
I've
Yeah, that's a
owned
nice controller.
six of these. I have gone through so many left controllers and only two rights, or one right. Yeah, one right. This is my second one. Also, if you have big hands, I recommend this is a hand spacer. I
Oh,
don't
that's
know who
cool.
it's made by. I don't know who it's made by.
Oh, you're dark.
Kiwi. Oh,
Oh,
I'm
Kiwi,
dark.
yeah, Kiwi design.
So I don't.
Mateo 311, if you go over to his website, his YouTube, he is actually, I don't know, I think he's sponsored by Kiwi, and he has a discount code. So go over there and use that discount code.
Me see if I can fix this. Nope. All right, it's fine. You can see
But
me.
yeah, that's this. It's good time to end it with you going into the dark, going dark. Some modern warfare stuff. Yeah. So, anyways, thanks for coming on to this very special Halloween thing, talking about Halloween, scary VR stuff, telling stories, and talking about esports. And we'll have to see. I mean, I'll definitely have to have you on again as well.
I would love to be. This was a great experience, and I would love to talk to you some more. You're a very knowledgeable human.
I try to be, but next time I will be on my A game and remembering stuff because I typically only drink water. But for the just for the festivities, I had a couple drinks. So
yeah.
So the next one I'll be spot on with all sorts of fun stuff. So other than that, we'll end out. I don't know exactly.
I saw your wife back there.
I know, my wife.
All I saw was a floating head. All I saw was a floating head walk by. That was scary.
So she has this thing. Yeah, so she you saw my wife on the podcast, so that's funny. She has this thing for when, for one, what they like to do is they like to yell and get the dogs worked up during my podcast. And then two, she always likes to mop and get the dogs worked up during my podcast as well. So
during the mopping? Why is she mopping right now?
I don't know. I don't know. If I knew how that this woman's brain worked, I think I'd be going a lot more places. But no, she's just in her own head mopping.
Fair enough.
But so we can end with that. We'll have you on again for sure. And then next week, I don't know who I'm going to have on yet. I don't think I have anybody yet because I was too worried about this Halloween special when I was like, I need to get someone in costume. So
there's me.
Yeah, there's you. So. All right, everybody, I'll see you next Monday, because we did it on Sunday, because I'll be trick-or-treating, and I think it'd be too busy for that, so that's why we did it today. So back to our normal time, Monday, 9 p.m. East. See you all there. Bye.